It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And the Pacers' home opening weekend is in the books. Welcome to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. If you're with us for the first time here from 10 to 11 o'clock throughout the Pacers season, talking Pacers basketball with interviews from coaches, players, media members, and the alike throughout our one-hour show. The Pacers with a 140-131 entertaining opening night win over the Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday night. Last night against Portland, a 114-96 loss, a game that the Pacers played without Miles Turner. It was C.J. McCollum's NBA debut for the 17-18 season. He missed the opener after being suspended for leaving the bench during an altercation in the preseason. So Portland added McCollum. The Pacers lost Miles Turner with Glenn Robinson III already down. Indiana shorthanded in that second unit. And the Trailblazers came away with a 114-96 win at Bankers Life Fieldhouse last night. It was a game where the Pacers allowed 30 points or more in their first two quarters, allowing 30 points or more in their first six quarters of the season. They were better in the third and the fourth, allowing 29 and 23, but they dug that hole too deep, were unable to get out of it. TJ Leaf, the biggest bright point, though, for Indiana. And I think if you're a Pacers fan, you know this season is going to have its share of peaks and valleys. It's just the nature of being forced into losing your best player and not able to get what you would like potentially in return for him. You want to see your young guys play well, your first-round draft picks play well in games where the team doesn't play quite as well as they would like to play, and that was certainly the case last night. TJ Leaf was terrific. 17 points in 19 minutes for the Pacers' first-round draft pick, was 7 of 11 from the floor, hit two of the three-pointers he attempted, and was in there on the defensive end and I think held his own. That's going to be his biggest learning curve is on the defensive end. He's still learning some of those foot speed tactics and areas where he's going to be able to be an effective defender. It's a big leap for a player like him from college moving up into the NBA. Remember, guys like him 2 years ago were playing in high school. So that's quite a jump in speed in two different years. But TJ Leaf held his own, I thought, on the defensive end. 17 points, matched Victor Oladipo for the Pacers' high in points last night. Indiana on their first back-to-back. They are in Miami tonight taking on the Heat. It's an 8 o'clock tip. We'll be right here with you with pregame coverage at 7:30 on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. And as always, across the Pacers radio network, 7:30 tonight against the Miami Heat, Pacers' first road game of the season. First back-to-back, it begins the first of three on the road. The Pacers are in Miami tonight. A couple off days before a Tuesday game in Minneapolis. They take on the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, they close out their road trip with an interesting one against the Oklahoma City Thunder, their first game against Paul George. That one on the road. Paul George's return to Bankers Life Fieldhouse does not come until December. But the Pacers in Miami, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City on this three-game stretch. The Pacers know they will not have Miles Turner tonight. He suffered a neck strain and a concussion in the final minute of the opening night win against the Brooklyn Nets. So they're going to have to do it without Miles Turner tonight, but the Heat have no Hassan Whiteside. Their center is dealing with an injury as well, so the starting centers on each side tonight will not go for the Heat and will not go for the Pacers. Indiana in action again back at home next against San Antonio. A game against the Spurs on Sunday, October 29th, a 4:30 Sunday tip, so a little bit easier if you have to deal with things for work, school on Monday morning. San Antonio Spurs Sunday, October 29th, then Tuesday on Halloween night. Sacramento Kings in town with George Hill, a 7 o'clock tip there. Pacers.com/tickets. Or the Bankers Life box office is how you can attend those games or any games going forward. We have a great show again planned for you. We'll hear from Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. The head coach of the Mad Ants is Steve Ganzi, and he'll be on the show as well. Their season is starting up soon. TJ Leaf, we talked about his strong night last night. He goes inside Daenerys' den. We find out who Eddie White tracked down around the house. And at the end of the show, joined by Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson live. We'd love to hear from you as well. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. If you have any questions, we will forward those on to our guests at the end of the show. And if you'd like to call in, 317-239-1070 is the number to do that. When we return, we'll start things off with Indiana Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. He and Mark Boyle had a chat recently, and we will hear their conversation coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at cnoinc.com. That's cnoinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anapu's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Pacers in Miami tonight. They're dealing with a little bit of a scheduling conflict as well. Jeremiah Johnson is in Miami. He will join us later on in the show and give you an up-to-date status report on some of the issues the Pacers were facing last night on their flight to Miami. He'll join us a little bit later at Miami, at Minnesota, at Oklahoma City. Pacers' first three-game road stretch is coming up here soon, and Mark Boyle sat down with Nate McMillan to discuss it. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The season starts around the NBA this week, and the Pacers got off to a real nice start on Wednesday, scoring 140 points. When we talked early in the season, Nate, about the roster turnover and some of the things you might want to get done, we talked about transition and expectations, if any. The thing I'm curious about now, though, is this. Now that you've had this squad for almost a month, have you seen anything that you didn't expect to see? In other words, has this group surprised you in any way?
Well, you know, the one thing that I have enjoyed is the commitment to working. This group has had, you know, a very good training camp, and they come in, they work hard every day. I think we've had really one bad day where I've had to, question them about effort and coming in and working, but they come in, they work. I think this is a high IQ team in a sense. They pick up a lot of things. We gave them a lot of things in training camp, and with a new group that we have, they've been able to pick up the things we want to do on the defensive end of the floor, as well as the offensive end of the floor. And now we have to just be able to continue to work and improve in those areas. But I'm really impressed with their effort, their commitment every day.
When you say one bad day, that catches my attention. You've coached in this league for a long time. Can you put that into perspective for us? Over a period of 3 to 4 weeks, how many bad days would you generally expect to see?
Well, you know, when you have a veteran group, or, I've had teams where, most guys don't like training camp. You know, so you have a couple bad days where it's like, look, it's training camp. Let's get through this. Let's get to the games. With this group, we've been practicing 2 to 3 hours. And, the first couple days were three-hour practices with three tour days, more tour days than I've had with, my you know, my team last year and my teams in Portland. No complaints. You know, we've been going, you know, 2, maybe 2:30 as far as our practice times. These guys don't even look at the clock. They go in, they work, they get their work done, and when we're finished, we're finished. So, you know, that's the thing that I'm seeing. It's a young group, so you expect that, you want that. But, you know, the reputation from NBA teams and players, everything has been, you know, focused on recovery in the last few years and, you know, limiting your practices and you know, getting more rest for your teams. And, you know, this team, you know, we're taking a different approach. We want to be a team that work. We know we're going to have to be a team that outworks you to give ourselves a chance to win. And we have guys who've come in this season with that attitude.
I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but if I could paraphrase this, it sounds like you're saying that although you certainly rely on the medical people and the analytics and all of that, you still with this group are able to coach more in an old school manner?
Yeah, we come in and we work. And I think we've brought in those guys that are capable. You know, that's their DNA. You know, they come out and they put it all out on the floor. It's a young group and it's an athletic group, and you know, that energy that they bring to the floor, you know, it has carried out into the preseason games and certainly our first two games.
Let's close with a thought on this road trip that starts tonight in Miami. Three teams that are at minimum playoff contenders, and in the case of Oklahoma City, probably better than that. We go back to last year, and while I understand it was a different group, it's still, I think, worth noting that the Pacers had the biggest discrepancy in road versus home results in the league. With a different group, is that even relevant?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it is these are three tough teams that, you know, we're starting off with Miami. You know, those guys are scrappers, and, you know, for us, this is the start of us seeing who we are on the road and who we can become. You know, it's always important to defend your home court, but, you know, winning out on the road really shows maturity. And, you know, this is a young group, a new group. So this will be a good test for us to see where we are.
On that same level, since they are an inexperienced group, is it possible that they don't have the same mindset about the road that an older group would, and possibly that works to your advantage?
No question. You know, I think if we continue our commitment to come in and, you know, not worry about the road or home and just play the game and bring the energy that we've had in the last month or so as far as preparing ourselves in training camp and the start of this early season, we just come out and play. You know, we talk about hustle and heart. We want to bring that every single night, whether we're at home or on the road. And I feel if you do that and you're connected, you're going to give yourself a chance to win.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a weekly basis on Saturday mornings. Tonight, the road trip starts in Miami, and then it's on to Minnesota and Oklahoma City. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. Mark detailed the schedule coming up for the Pacers. Three road games, and then a couple back at home. San Antonio on Sunday, October 29th. Sacramento is coming on Halloween. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. Or if you're near the box office working downtown, just stop by and you can purchase your tickets there. TJ Leaf, 17 points last night, and he earned a trip inside Denary's Den. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com. Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
There's nothing like Big Ten football Saturdays on BTN. Be a part of the pageantry, the traditions, and the drama all season long as the conference's best battle it out on the road to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. And now, you can watch football on BTN wherever you are when you download the BTN To Go and Fox Sports Go apps for free. Don't miss a moment of the excitement all season long on BTN.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan for the second year. We are podcasting these shows. If you miss any of it, want to come back, if you miss the whole show, pacers.com/sound. You can follow us on SoundCloud. You can subscribe on iTunes, and you will get this show in its entirety soon after the show. TJ Leaf last night, 17 points, leading Pacers scores, along with Victor Oladipo with those 17 points. And he found an array of ways to score as well. Layups, dunks, a couple jump shots, a couple three-pointers for TJ Leaf. He earned a trip inside Denary's den after the game. Chris?
Thanks a lot, Pat. Disappointing night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, but the second game of his NBA career and a really good night for TJ Leaf. He has 17 points off the bench, hit 7 of 11 from the field, and you looked really confident out there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, my teammates, my coaches do a good job of instilling that in me. You know, they have a lot of faith in me, so I was just, you know, taking what the defense gave me, and, you know, turned out to be kind of successful. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're looking for that team win, and we didn't get that.
You had that success in the preseason, that 18-point fourth quarter in Cleveland. Did that give you a lot of confidence moving into the regular season?
I mean, before that, I had confidence. After that, I had confidence. So, me personally, that's not something that I struggle with, is being confident. So, I just try and take what the defense gives me.
Yeah, I think I remember watching you last year at Rupp Arena in, like, Game 5 at Kentucky, and you had, like, 17 points and 15 rebounds. So, you're right. You have a lot of confidence, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. I just always been like that with my life. You know, I worked hard, so I just feel like, you know, I'm very confident. But, I mean, we're just trying to get those team wins, and defensively we need to buckle down and get some stops.
What's it been like for you to be here in Indianapolis? We talked this summer. Your parents were in town. You're living with your brother. What's it like to be in the place where your dad grew up?
It's funny how we kind of switch places like that. So, you know, small world. But, I mean, it's been good so far, adjusting really well to everything here. We'll just see how the winter goes now.
You have a lot of confidence. So what are some of the things, though, you feel like you've got to work on to continue to improve with this Pacers team?
I need to work in a lot of areas, a ton of different areas, defensively, offensively. I have a long way to go, so I'm just going to keep trying to get there.
All right, TJ Leaf, thanks for being inside Denary's den.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, TJ Leaf, back to you, Pat.
Chris and TJ, thank you, and he will take his game to the road tonight. Pacers at Miami Heat, 8 o'clock tip. We'll begin right here with Kroger pregame at 7:30. We'd like to have you as part of the conversation here this morning. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. At Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We have a couple questions already in. We will forward those along. Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson join us live later in the show. Coming up next, Mark Boyle returns. We heard him with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan before. He's with Mad Ants head coach Steve Gansey next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code PACERS90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with any other coupons or discount. Limited delivery area. Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer. Taxes extra.
Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Hulk, and more. Unite for an all-new legendary battle. Take an epic journey with non-stop action. Don't miss a single explosive moment. Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes. Tickets for this all-new show are on sale now. Witness it all with your family live at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, November 30th through December 3rd.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, I'm Pat Boylan. You're listening to Pacers Weekly. In August of 2015, the Pacers purchased the Mad Ants. It allowed them to have direct control of their D-League, or now G-League affiliate, Fort Wayne, up 2 hours north. When they did that, they hired Steve Ganzi as the head coach. His contract was extended in the offseason. He's the coach for the third season for the Mad Ants, all three, with the Pacers having direct control over the team. Mark Boyle had the opportunity recently to sit down with the Mad Ants head coach. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. One of the things I wanted to get into here, Steve, was the difference, if any, when you compare coaching at the D/G League level with coaching at the NBA level or the collegiate level or any other level. Now, there are two goals at your level, development and winning. Does one take precedence over the other?
Depends who you ask, I guess you can say. I really believe if you win, you're developing players. We put a large emphasis on vitamins with our guys, and that is a daily dose of player development every single day. Before practice and after practice, the same thing that the Pacers do. So, these guys are younger. They need to learn, schemes more than, your average vets and stuff. So especially rookies and guys coming in from college, understanding just the NBA rules. So developing is part of winning, and I think winning is part of developing. So both.
How much of what the Pacers do you mimic with the Mad Ants?
Pretty much the same. Defensively, it all has to be the exact same. The right verbal cues defensively, the right pick and roll coverage. All the calls have to be the same, and mainly because of that transition for the Pacer players, for our young guys, guys that are going to be on assignment. Those guys need to have an easy transition when they are assigned to us. Offensively, we will have a lot of the same play calls, but we might do some things different. I don't have Miles Turner with me. I don't have Darren Collison. So I got to do the best for my team when it comes to, offensively. And we like to switch a lot of things up defensively, too. I mean, we're a smaller league, so switching more happens in our league. And, we got a guy like Alex Poitras, who actually plays the five in our league, who in the NBA has been playing the three, in preseason and the four. So it's different, but, it's a lot of the same schemes.
There's a new development in the G League this year with the collective bargaining agreement, and that's the advent of the two-way player. So there's a little bit of a different element there in terms of personnel. Does it change the way that you go about your business at all?
Yeah, it does. It's going to be pretty different. And depending on, I call it our varsity club, which is the Pacers, depending if they need one of our two-way players. Alex right now is the only healthy two-way player that we have, with Edmund being hurt. But if a guy goes down, like Glenn Robinson right now, the Pacers might need Alex earlier on and in practice and a play in some of these games. So, some days I might think I have Alex or Edmund on a two-way with me, and then something happens to the varsity club with maybe some injuries, and they'll have to go report to them. So it's more of a game time decision, sometimes. But that's part of our league is trying to make quicker decisions with our personnel.
Outside of the two-way guys, everybody else is fair game essentially for the rest of the NBA teams. And I'm wondering this: at the minor league level, Steve, when guys are trying to advance to the NBA, and so many guys tend to think that statistics are the way to get there, is it difficult to keep guys on point in terms of playing a team concept rather than padding their own numbers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the toughest things that I have to do and coaches in our league have to do. I mean, if you think about it, I'm putting together a group of, you know, 10 to 12 individuals who have been, you know, their go-to guy on their college team or their European team. And just trying to, you know, make sure they understand we got to play together, we got to continue to pass it and play the right way. You know, not only just scoring points and scoring, you know, big-time numbers will get you called up. You got to be a good teammate. You got to be a good human being is what I tell the guys. And just come in and work every single day. And, you know, there's a reason why Trey McKinney-Jones is in camp with us right now. He's hurt. He's got a hurt shoulder, but he's with us. We gave him some guaranteed money because he's a good teammate.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we let you go here. I would assume, like the players, you're trying to get to the NBA or a major college or somewhere. What are your career goals?
You know what? I just like to take it year by year, to be honest with you. I've had some great mentors, you know, Dwayne Tickner. I've talked to Dan Burkle, you know, many times. You know, I'm practically paying rent in his office throughout the off season. But, you know, I'm more worried about what kind of player or what kind of coach I'll be 10 years from now. So I'm just trying to absorb as much as I can from Baino, from Popeye, from Nate, you know, when Frank was here, and all my experiences in the D-League. And just try to move up as much as I can. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying, oh, I want to be a head coach, you know, in 5 years. Yeah, it'd be nice, but I just want to, you know, continue this path and continue to grow as a coach.
How did you gravitate to coaching?
Well, I played 4 years in college, and then I worked with a sports agency. I was an intern right out of college, and I worked out their draft class guys getting ready to go into the draft, and I loved doing it. And I said, maybe I want to coach, and then shot an email to Fort Wayne back in 2010 and became an intern for Joey Meyer, the great Joey Meyer from DuPaul, and it was an awesome experience, and I just continued to just move up.
And for those that might be interested in making the trip to Fort Wayne to see the Mad Ants play, how many games do you play? When do you start?
Our first game is November 1st. We play 50 games. We'll have 23 of them home, with one being home at the showcase. So our schedule is up right now, fortwaynehoops.com. And it's only a two-hour drive. It's really easy, right down 69. So if you're not doing anything, the Pacers are on the road, and we're playing a game, I really would appreciate everyone coming out and supporting us. And you might see some Pacer players playing with us also.
Steve Gansey is the head coach of the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. He's been around the Pacers for a bit. You may have seen him. You may see him again. And we'll touch base with him as time permits, as the season wears along. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Steve, thank you. And the Mad Ants season is starting up here soon. Saturday, November 4 is when they will tip off their season against the Long Island Nets. Nearly the entire NBA now has a direct G League affiliate. The Pacers are in year 3 of the Mad Ants being that case, since the Pacers have owned the Mad Ants. So the schedule is staggered a little bit. Alex Poitras, Edmund Sumner are up right now. Still remains to be seen how the Pacers will deal with those two-way players that are new to this year's collective bargaining agreement. But the Mad Ants season, it tips on November 4th against the Long Island Nets. The first game in Fort Wayne is Tuesday, November 7th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. If you are in the area, you can catch some of perhaps of the future Pacers players out in Fort Wayne. And you can attend those games as well as watching their games live on Facebook. You just have to like the G League or the Mad Ants on Facebook to catch the Pacers G League affiliate games once those tip off on Saturday, November the 4th. All right, it's time to figure out who Eddie White tracked down for Around the House. He had Pacers president and COO Rick Fuson on last week. And you've noticed the Pacers are in the middle of an entire rebranding change right now. The move over to the Nike uniforms, the new Nike uniforms, which mean you have the ability to purchase all new Pacers gear. So Eddie White has tracked down Pacers Director of Merchandising, Lauren Roa, and Eddie speak next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct,
we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Coming up later in the show, we'll hear live from Jeremiah Johnson. He is in Miami, the Pacers' first road game, first back-to-back of the season. Mark Monteith will also join us live a little bit later in the show. If you've been with us throughout the history of Pacers Weekly, you know Eddie White goes around the house, around Bankers Life Fieldhouse, finds somebody with an interesting story or topic to discuss, and the Pacers going through their complete rebrand right now. There are plenty of brand new items at PacersTeamStore.com or in the actual physical store attached to Bankers Life Fieldhouse that you can purchase. And so Eddie sits down with the Pacers Director of Merchandising, Lauren Roa. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And I'm telling you, we got so many interesting stories, so much stuff going on this year with the Pacers that I had to get to this lady. She's been going bananas. First of all, her name is Lauren Rowan. She runs our new Pacers team store, and new is certainly the word of what's going on when it comes to Pacers and gear and everything. So it's such a pleasure to welcome to the show the one and only, my good buddy, Lauren Rowan. Lauren, how are you today?
Hi, Eddie. It's so good to be with you again. The dynamic duo is back together here. Thank you for having me on Around the House today.
I keep hearing rumors they're going to get rid of that Kelly and Seacrest, and they're going to put me and you on there in the morning in New York. But no. Hey, the reason why I get you in is to tell people you are in charge of all the merchandising and all the stuff that we have going out with the Pacers. And this year, really, one of the most unique years, especially since we moved into the building, you have a brand new team store. Tell us about that.
Yes, everything. And when you say new, it really is new. That is kind of the theme for our season in many ways, and the team store being one of them. We opened this amazing new space on 929. And so when you walk in and you come to the field house, you'll have a whole new fan experience. It is a very open format, total new fixturing, totally new product. Just a new experience from top to bottom. We're really excited about many new brand partners, which includes our new brand partnership with Nike. So they're the official on-court partner of the NBA. And you'll see the Pacers wearing the new jersey on-court. And we have many other fashionable items from Nike, too. They really fit the fan from top to bottom, from an on-court look, but also a look that you could just wear, you know, when you're out shopping around.
When you take a walk through there, not only are you hit by a couple of things. The first thing is this, the place, you think you're like in a Nordstrom or something. I mean, it's like you said, the fixturing and the light, there's like TV screens behind the counters and stuff. It's really a cool thing. It's like space age. But then you go around and like the different stuff you have is this really cool stuff. It's almost like you have stuff for everybody. You have for, you know, the young kids who want to look cool, and it's kind of a subtle Pacers look. And then for the old schoolers, you got some stuff. And then even upstairs, you have this, it's just headwear. Tell us about that, the little enclave you got upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, like Eddie mentioned, something for every fan. And, you know, we are the authentic team store for the Indiana Pacers. So you're going to come into the store and you're going to find product that you can't find anywhere else. So upstairs, we're actually going to be working with a really really great partner in New Era, who's also the on-court hat for the NBA, and we're going to be creating a headwear destination. So you're going to find hats that you have not seen anywhere else. They're going to be exclusive to Bankers Life. Coming later this season, we also have some player-inspired collaborations that will debut that you'll be able to find in-store and on our new website, PacersTeamStore.com.
The cool word there is when you have these partnerships and they're cool brands. I mean, 47 and New Era and Nike, great brands, cool brands, hip brands, but they're exclusives. And like you said, the only place you can get them is in the store. Now, if people can't get into the store, they can certainly go online and buy the goods, right?
Yeah, so we talk about this new great experience here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse with the team store, but you also have a great new experience when you go online. It's an omni-channel experience. So the store has now also transitioned to a digital store where it is new and innovative as well. So the whole layout is different. It's much more user-friendly. The photography has been upgraded. You know, we really want you to have the same experience that you have here at the arena also online.
And the webpage again, where they go?
PacersTeamStore.com. We also have our own social media handles, so you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and that's also Pacers Team Store.
Now, when you think about the Pacers, you can't help but also think about the Fever, the Mad Ants. The Mad Ants changed their colors this year, so people come in, they can not only get Pacers stuff, you can get some Fever stuff, and you can get the new cool colors for the Mad Ants.
Absolutely. So we have destinations within our store that represents all of our brands, which include Fever and Mad Ants. So the Mad Ants, they will also be wearing Nike. So not only are they wearing the blue and gold, they're also wearing Nike as well. So you'll see a whole new look for our G League team. The same will happen with the Fever next year. So they will transition and also wear Nike on court. So we expect really great things from new product from them.
And what I like is when you walk through there, there's having worked back in the day in the business, the graphics. You have cool graphics. There's one that you incorporate, like the Speedway in the city of Indianapolis with the Pacers, and you see just a lot of fresh creativity right in front of your eyes, whether it's on a headwear design or it's a T-shirt design, or it might be just a subtle, like the word Pacers on the back of a pullover. I mean, you guys have really put a lot of thought into these things with all the designers and all the different manufacturers.
Definitely. I mean, you know, we love the Pacer P logo. That is what we love to wear. We're loud and proud about that. But we also want to make sure that we're connecting to the community. And there are so many great iconic pieces of our Indianapolis community. So one of the T-shirts you're referencing is the Indianapolis specific tee, where, you know, you do see the city skyline, you see the checkered flag, and it also has an element of the Pacers P logo. So those are just incorporating a lot of great things that are just important to us as a total community and connecting with our brand.
Well, I'm glad you gave us a few free minutes today, because I know how busy you guys are with the store and everything going on. Thank you so much for coming by, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Eddie. I can't wait till next time.
Patrick, how about that? Patrick, I'm going to meet you in the store later. Maybe I'll buy you a hat. Back to you, my buddy.
All right, Eddie, thanks. I'll hold you to that. Eddie White tracking down Lauren Roa, Pacers Director of Merchandising, and a very timely and appropriate interview as the Pacers team store opened up just a few weeks ago. And if you're around downtown, you can walk in there, check out a ton of new Pacers and some Fever gear coming in as well over at the Pacers Team Store, and PacersTeamStore.com is where you can purchase those online. All right, a couple live guests as always to close out our show. Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson are those two. Mark joins us next on Pacers Weekly.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacer.
There's nothing like Big Ten football Saturdays on BTN. Be a part of the pageantry, the traditions, and the drama all season long as the conference's best battle it out on the road to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. And now, you can watch football on BTN wherever you are when you download the BTN To Go and Fox Sports Go apps for free. Don't miss a moment of the excitement all season long on BTN.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anapu's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
Miss any of Pacers Weekly, or make sure to check out the podcast, Pacers.com/sound, or by searching Pacers Sound into iTunes or SoundCloud. You can hear the entirety of this program. With us now, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, two games in, two very different games into the Pacers season. What are your takeaways?
Well, I think the offense is encouraging despite last night's game. You know, they struggled certainly in the half-court offense. Nate McMillan talked about how they shot too quickly at times, forced some shots, but it wasn't like last year as far as being stagnant and guys going one-on-one a lot. You know, they did attack the basket. They did get the ball into the lane, but sometimes the shot selection wasn't what it should have been. One of the players last night said Nate McMillan tells these guys to either be quick or be long, one or the other, meaning get the ball up quickly, and if you get a quick shot in transition, take it. But if not, work the ball, you know, move the ball from side to side and get a good shot that way. And they were kind of stuck in between that last night, I thought. They didn't really get the quality of shots they should have in their half-court offense. But I do think they're dedicated toward a better half-court offense than we saw last season. So, you know, I give Portland a lot of credit last night. They had that 48-point win at Phoenix in their opener. A lot of times after a game like that, a team will have a letdown, and they came in and stayed focused and were emphasizing consistency, and they showed it. And their backcourt is as good as any in the league, including Golden State. So I think the Pacers just got beat by a better team. They were not at their best, but I like what I heard in the locker room after the game.
Dan Burke told Jeremiah at halftime that he didn't feel like the defensive issues were effort. In fact, he was pretty happy with the effort. It was the execution that he felt needed a major uptick. From what you've seen, do you agree with that? And what are the players, the coaches saying about the things that need to get fixed on the defensive side?
I do agree. And Nate McMillan has said the exact same thing the day before after practice. And they're talking about communication. They're talking about weak side help. And they're talking about how they're defending the pick and rolls. Every team pick and rolls like crazy now, and you've got to know how to defend that. And some of these guys have struggled with that. So I do agree the effort's been okay. It's just that in some cases, you know, they're giving up quickness, but in a lot of cases, they don't have their team defense concept honed in yet. When you're talking about weak side help and defending pick and rolls and communication, you're talking about team defense. And that's what they've got to work on. So I think Dan's been happy from the beginning of training camp with the attitude toward defense. They just need to get that execution down. They're not going to be a great defensive team. They're not designed that way. Physically, they're not cut out for that. But they could be good enough, and that's what they're working toward.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, here was part of my takeaway, I think, from last night, and I'm curious if you agree with part or all of this. I thought, and I think, Domantas Sabonis is plenty worthy of starting, and I think he filled, even not in his best game where he dealt with injury, in for Miles Turner pretty well. But I noticed a significant decline in depth, and when you increase the fact that Glenn Robinson III is out, I thought Al Jefferson played pretty well, but it's a different kind of player in there. Domantas Sabonis and what he brings to that second unit, I thought was missing last night. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. Now, I did play well. I was 4-6 from the field, had 8 points. That's all you could expect from him in 16 minutes. I thought he looked fine. But I think they were out of sync for that reason. You know, I mean, Domantas Sabonis is used to running pick and rolls with Lance Stephenson in that second unit. Last night it was with, you know, other guards. And you could tell that the timing wasn't quite there. And, you know, Al Jefferson had not played at all in the opener, so he's out there. And a lot of their offensive problems last night were just guys being with unfamiliar teammates out there. They had grown used to playing. They barely grown used to playing with one another in the projected lineups. And last night it was all shuffled because of Miles Turner being out. And of course, Glenn Robinson being out for a while. So there was just a real unfamiliarity out there, and it showed. So that's something that could only be cured with time.
You wrote on Pacers.com about building consistency. Can you give fans a little bit of an insight on your story if they haven't read it yet?
Yeah, it's, about, again, it's what Portland showed, the way they attacked the game last night, but also just about maintaining consistency in that half-court offense. Everybody was pretty excited about it after Wednesday when they scored 140 points and got up 102 shots. Nobody was expecting that to be the norm. Certainly nobody should have expected that to be the norm. But they need to be closer to that. Nate McMillan's goal for this offense is to average about 110 points, which would be like one of the top five in the league, at least it was last year. That's pretty elite. And he wants to get up 90 shots a game. Well, last night they scored 96 points and only got up 78 shots. They got to the free throw line a lot, which was great. That shows they were attacking the basket. And that was something they did much better than last year when they didn't get to the line often enough. But again, they weren't getting the quality of shots. They were shooting too quick on occasion. And again, it's a matter of familiarity in a lot of cases, but they've got to be consistent in their offensive approach to the game because they're going to have to outscore teams most nights. And that's something, again, that is going to have to be cured with time. You know, this team needs to play together. This was an unfortunate year probably for this team to have a shortened preseason, just four games instead of eight, because this team could have used eight games to get more familiar with one another. So this is what they got, and now they're on the road for a few games. So it's going to be a challenge, but I do like the level of dedication toward playing the right way here.
Mark, we had you on the pregame show, as always, on the radio last night. You were with Eddie White after the game last night. We have you here this morning. We're going to take you again tonight as part of the pregame show. So when we're not stealing your time away from writing on the radio, what do the fans have to look forward to on .com?
Well, I might add, I'm going to be on with Jersey Johnny at 12:30 today, so there's another one. But
you could just pay rent on the radio station, or I guess they could pay you rent. On the radio.
Exactly. I will. The team's gone for a while, so no access to that. I actually will probably be focused for a few days here on marketing my book, Reborn: The Pacers and the Return of Pro Basketball to Indianapolis, and working on the next one too. I want to do something on the teams that preceded the Pacers. There's some great stories from the teams of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So plenty of things to work on, but I'm looking forward to watching these games on television, the next three games on the road, and seeing how this team progresses. It's a challenging situation for them, and they just really, more than anything, I think, need to show progress.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us. You can check out his work over on Pacers.com. Hear him on Jersey Johnny a little bit later as well as part of the Kroger pregame show, which begins at 7:30 tonight. The Pacers in Miami taking on the Heat. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning. Talk to you tonight.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
Jeremiah Johnson is out in Miami. That's who the Pacers play tonight. And when we return, we will hear from JJ Live. He joins us next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get ready to get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway go on sale November 1st. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour, the base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light, and save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets starting November 1st at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Rounding out Pacers Weekly here, we go to a city that is likely warmer than Indianapolis. Jeremiah Johnson joins us from Miami. I know you don't want to go into too many details because you've had to live through them, but unfortunately, I know road trip number one and first back-to-back here of the season has not gone, well, quite according to plan.
Yeah, first world problems, right? You never can complain when you're hopping on a charter plane to fly to Miami. But we sat on the runway for 3 or 4 hours last night and walked in the hotel around 5. So it's not an ideal start to the road season. First game away from Indianapolis, second half of a back-to-back. But maybe this can be a little bit of a rallying cry for the team.
What have you seen 2 games in? We were just talking to this with Mark Monteith. Just 2 games, and we tend to put a lot more weight early in the season because we've been waiting for 5 or 6 months to see NBA basketball, and now we haven't, and I think that's just a general thing to do. But 2 games, 2 very different games. Any takeaways, common themes you've seen from the two?
You know, I think you just have to take a little bit of a big picture approach, because for all of the excitement that you saw on Wednesday and the 140 points, the fastest paced game in the NBA since 2008, you have to understand that the other teams, they're professionals too. And you saw one of the best backcourts in the NBA last night in Portland, and things changed quite a bit. And when this team doesn't have Miles Turner, it's a significant loss. Now, we saw last year when Paul George was out in that one game against Oklahoma City. Paul was out and Glenn was out, and the Pacers rallied to win. You can make up for a loss to your star player, but I think this early in the season when this team is still trying to, you know, kind of get some chemistry and learn some rotations and just kind of make sure they're understanding all of their things they're supposed to do, it's tough to lose somebody like Miles. So I'd say probably take a step back and look at this team after about 10 or 15 games because the first couple of weeks, their schedule is very, very difficult. So I wouldn't overreact to one game, either in a positive or negative direction.
A player like TJ Leaf, somebody who plays 1 year in college, comes to the NBA. You have to remember just 2 years ago, he was getting ready to suit up in high school action. So the speed of the game has changed dramatically for him. And for a player that was taken in the back half of the first round, I think just in general, it leads to some uncertainty in his first season in the NBA. There's probably going to be peaks, valleys for TJ. It was certainly a peak last night. What did you like the most that you saw from Leaf?
Just the confidence in looking like he belonged out there. If you think about someone that is just, you know, learning to play professional basketball, and he already has 2 experiences like he had with that preseason game in Cleveland when he scored 18 points in the fourth quarter, and then to tie for top honors on the team with 17 in his second regular season game, that should give TJ all the confidence he needs. Not that he needed it, but to know that he can go out there and perform. Nate McMillan told me earlier this week that he's going to take a cautious approach with TJ and not try to burden him with too many minutes. And in the opener, he played just 9 minutes, but I think played around 18 or 19 minutes last night and showed he belonged. And at this point, from this point forward, I see no reason why he won't be a regular rotation player and someone that can be counted on to hit a big shot if he's open.
First road trip of the season. It's a 3-game road trip. Before we look into Miami, your show coming up tonight, I'm curious, as somebody who travels, because I'll do the road games here from our studio in downtown Indianapolis, as somebody who travels, is it worse to go to Miami when the weather here is still good and you don't get to take advantage of a shift in temperature, or is it better to get the Minneapolis trip out of the way while it is still, I would expect, somewhat nice in Minneapolis?
I guess I'll go with the second part of that. It's never a bad time to go to Miami. You don't want to, you know, waste your good trips to Miami and think you don't get to come back here at some point in time. But Minnesota's maybe not my favorite place to go. And actually, Oklahoma City is, we've been there with some less than ideal weather as well. So most of my memories of heading to Minnesota for games in this job have been frigid and ice and cold. So we'll go there, and the weather should be great this week, and the same with Oklahoma City. So I guess I'm glad to get these out of the way, although I'm not exactly it's a weird three-game trip that you're going to go all the way down to Miami on the second half of back-to-back. Then you'll have 2 days off on the road, and then you go back-to-back Minnesota and Oklahoma City. You know, sometimes the trips and the schedules don't exactly match up the way maybe even the NBA schedule makers would like, but you've got to play the schedule that you're dealt, and that's what the Pacers will do.
With Minnesota, with Oklahoma City, two teams that changed a lot in the offseason, project to be pretty good, but maybe an advantage. The Pacers catch them earlier in the schedule as they try to figure things out. And as we try to figure out what to expect tonight from Miami, this is really tough because the Pacers have shown two different sides early on in their season. Miami was terrible in the first half and very good in the second half last year. We know the Pacers won't have Turner. We know the Heat won't have Whiteside. So do you have any idea what to expect tonight?
I'm going to say a fast-paced game. You know, I know Miami plays really good defense, but it'll be interesting with both teams missing their centers and someone who is such a key part of what they try to do. I think both teams may get up and down a little bit. Now, Miami has a definite schedule advantage. They've not played since Wednesday, and this is their home opener. And I've referenced this on another interview that I think that, you know, teams in the first week or two, they play well in their home openers. They play well in, you know, certain situations. Look at Brooklyn last night getting the win against Philadelphia. So, you know, Miami's going to be fired up. They're going to be angry, and they are well rested. So it's a difficult circumstance for the Pacers, but they'll have to just try to do their best. And I think it'll be an entertaining game. I think this team will be a little bit angry by what happened last night. They'll try to show some resolve a little bit tonight in Miami, but it'll be a tough one.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson is with us. You can catch him starting at 7:30 tonight on Fox Sports Indiana with the pregame coverage on television. What are the fans going to be seeing when they turn you on?
You know, we'll do kind of like you started this interview asking me what I like, what I've seen from the first two games, and I'll do that in the first segment of the Pacers Live pregame with Quinn Buckner. We'll kind of go three things he liked, three things that he'd like to see improve, and, you know, nobody knows more than Quinn Buckner about this team and sort of what he sees, and he's often been someone who says you take a 10-game or even 20-game approach before you make judgments either way about a team. So we'll enjoy chatting with Quinn Buckner. I look forward to hearing what Nate McMillan has to say about, you know, the difficult travel circumstances and how he plans to second night without Miles Turner try to maybe adjust the rotations if he is.
That's Jeremiah Johnson. Fox Sports Indiana, 7:30 tonight is where you can catch him as a part of Fox Sports Indiana's coverage of all 82 games this season. It continues in Miami tonight. Jeremiah, thanks for your time here on Limited Sleep out in Miami.
Pat, great to be with you. Looking forward to another good season of Pacers Weekly on Saturday morning.
That's Jeremiah Johnson out in Miami. We will be with Jeremiah Johnson live throughout the season during this hour. Sometimes he's in Indianapolis, and sometimes we catch him on the road, and I think that's when it's always the most interesting to catch JJ because he can give us a status update on what's going on with the team on the road. 7:30 on Fox Sports Indiana is where you can catch Fox Sports Indiana's pregame coverage with Jeremiah Johnson. Kristen Ari and Quinn Buckner will have the call at 8 o'clock of Pacers and Heat. If you can't be near a television but you're in your car, catch us on the radio starting at 7:30 as well with the Kroger pregame show right here on 1070 The Fan and 107.5 FM in Indianapolis. Pacers at Heat tonight, part of a three-game road stretch. Pacers versus Spurs on Sunday, October 29th, and then on Tuesday, October 31st. That's Halloween, Sacramento, a 7 o'clock tip there. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be inside of Bankers Life Fieldhouse for their next games coming up. And if you'd like to watch more than just a couple of games, you can catch some of the best games this season with a 10-game mini plan. You pick the games and you pick the seats. See opponents like Golden State, Oklahoma City, and Cleveland. Visit Bankers Live Fieldhouse. You can learn more at Pacers.com/tickets. That should wrap it up for Pacers Weekly. We will talk to you tonight right here at 7:30. And thanks for David Deering, our producer today, for putting together this show. I'm Pat Boylan. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to all of you for listening. And we will talk to you tonight in Pacers versus Heat Kroger pregame show starting at 7:30. That'll wrap it up this week for Pacers Weekly.
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film. Our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer. And I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.